Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All
you
need is to
believe. You alone. You have done excellent things. Thank you. Your word is faithful. It's quick, it's sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul as of the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thought and the intents of the heart. Sweet Spirit of God, I am asking in the name of Jesus, guide us and lead us and teach us and help us and endow us in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody say amen. Clap your hands. That was a lovely praise and worship. Gene. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things he has. So lovely the world that atonement for and open the floodgates. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Let the people, oh, come to the Father through Jesus and give him the glory. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. Come on, to every believer, the promise. That's right, the vileless offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon in reach. Come on, praise. Go ahead. Lord, come to them through Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let the earth and let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through love your eyes for the Lord. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Good to see all of you. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody who is in this place. I thank God for your life. And you are blessed alive and well. And I want to profan. Let me hear your amen. Kasa wohi. Yeshua kasa. One of the ways I be to me a take us a be, and it's a number one. I was here kakasano around you. Ye kakasano around you. It registers. The common words of the bosses. I feel be shas yes will be sase. Sas where do we actually say? Then o tekasano. It anye biano. Yeah, crank what you want, my dear, but need Nancy, you see, I'm brofu. Brofu be on my bit to me, I can't wear besides I know I see it. Say, walk up, pray, chira, quaint. It helps. Say, amen. And tomorrow will be unfacas and sis you. It will be unfacas and sis you. What? 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 China for Ukraine and I'm here almost for Montebrov. And Tibrofuno make an abeboa. Amen. Good to see all of you. I give God the glory for everybody. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. I am not going to be long. I have 45 minutes exactly. I will make use of it. And 7:30 exactly will be out of this place. Say amen. But we have come profoundly to learn. We have come to learn. The Bible said that they sat under the feet of Jesus to the point that the Lord said to Martha, your sister Maria have chosen the best part of the ethical reception and nobody can take it away from her. Say a good amen. Amen. So I will let us read our foundation scripture and I will let us go ahead and disseminate. But I'm so excited. I have a lovely family with us. I would love them to protocol, bring them to the elder seat for me. It's my late brother, the foreman of works who handle all my projects, is widow wife is here with his son and sister. Clap for them as they have joined us in the service of today. May the Lord console you and comfort you and strengthen you. I can only imagine the death of a spouse. I can only imagine. People like Mrs. Dinsey, they can explain it, but I can only imagine it. I mean, I lost a dog one time, and for 3 days I couldn't eat because my dog was dead. Can you imagine that? The police service recently lost a horse, and it's one of the very fine horses who have served this nation for so long. They brought the horse. The picture of the horse was on the front page of the graphic. The police service is mourning the departure of one of the finest horses. As a matter of fact, the horse has served almost 3 presidents or 4 presidents in the Fourth Republic. Yeah. Presidential installation, coronations, presidential swearing-ins. The horse is there serving the president of Ghana whilst we are sleeping in our homes. Hallelujah. So, glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's read our foundation scripture. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Allow me to read it in different versions today. And so to remind you that it's not just a slogan. This is a revelation and a quest, something that we are really building our lives at. So in this version, the Bible said in verse number 20 of the verse of the scriptures, now there were some Greek Gentiles among those who were going up to worship at the feast, the Bible said. These came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. Another version in verse number 20, the Bible said, some Greeks were among them who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. And the Bible said, they went to Philip who was from Bethsaida in Galilee and said, sir, we want to see Jesus. In the Amplified Version of the Bible said, now there were some Greek Gentiles. So I read that one. So let me read the Message version. He says, there were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast. The scripture said, here they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, sir, we want to see Jesus, can you help us? In my language, the Bible said, "Hila fubi one mwa waba fashiona sinemo swaba besore one wobe Philipo ufri besaida and wakalelia nche wobe kachira nise wuda ye pese ye uno Yesu." In the 19th verse, the Bible said, "Na Pharisee funo kawu muse mumu se Yesu imuntimi njana hohehe iwiase etu edinechi iwiase netu di Yesu echi." There is no way that you can concoct a lie concerning the Christ. Because by now, people like myself have believed in the Christ. He saved a sinner, a wretch like me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Yeah. That delivered a wretched and a wicked sinner like me. On Sunday, I was talking to you about the seven wonders of heaven. I have started a series 3 weeks ago, and the first in the series is the seven wonders of the end time. Then I went further and talked about the seven wonders of hell. Then last Sunday, I talked to you about the seven wonders of heaven. As a matter of fact, we have built it up to five wonders. So put the points on the screen and let me go through for the sake of those who have just joined us for today. And then we can be able to, you know, revise your mind, and we can add the two to it today. And we can be able to, please, can you expand it as much as you can? And these lovely people can be able to. And so here, the Bible said in some of the scriptures that I read, I cannot go through it all because I quoted close to 40 scriptures on Sunday. I won't go into it. Go and study them. The seven wonders, I said that the first wonder of heaven is, I don't know what you people were thinking about, that number one, heaven is a kingdom. Put it that way, so that it can make sense to everybody who is making notes. Heaven is a kingdom. And then I said that for me to be able to explain it to you, maybe I should say heaven is a nation, because we understand nation very well. A nation has a leader within a territory, but a kingdom has a king within a domain. So heaven is a kingdom. Then in the second wonder, I said heaven is a sinless kingdom. I don't know what those guys there are seriously thinking. It's a sinless kingdom. There is no sin there. Nobody commits sin. Wickedness and iniquity is gone. A sinless kingdom. Number three wonder is that, you know, the wonder of newness. The Bible said in Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 5, the scripture said, and God shall grant unto us a new name, a new identity unto us. Very profound scripture. Revelation 21, verse 5. He will make all things new. A new name, a new identity. Everything will become new. Number four, I said that the fourth wonder of heaven is the wonder of how to get there. Then I said there are three ways to get to heaven. The first way is through revelations and divine encounters. The scriptures I gave was Revelation chapter 1, verse number 10. John the Revelator said, on the day of the Lord I was in the spirit, and I heard a voice behind me like a trumpet. Scripture said in Revelation chapter 4, you are going to be very smart to follow me. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 1. After this I looked, and behold, there was a door open in heaven, and the first voice I heard was like a trumpet talking to me, which said, come hither, and I will show you these things that must come hereafter. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. That was the Bible who said, Paul the apostle said he was whipped or transfigured or translated in heaven. He said, it is expedient for me doubtlessly to glory. But I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body experience, I cannot tell. Only God knows it. He said, such a one was caught up into the third heavens. The Bible said, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body experience, God knoweth. He said, how that he was caught up into paradise and he had unspeakable words. In other words, even if the Bible authors had the privilege and they could even use words, they had even the words, we the people that were going to read or going to hear those things could not even contain the things that they would say. Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot contain them. This is why we preach in series. You can't take all the revelation at once. So we break it down and solidify and segment them so that you can pick it in pieces. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line. I'm seriously talking to a church and a people in this particular end time. Ladies and gentlemen, when you become a born again Christian, I was talking to the second service. I said, when you are serious and add God to it, you will prosper. Oh, please. That is a secret of every great person. I'm not talking about people with fraudulent means of success. Everybody who have made it right. All the business people in this place will tell you, when you are serious and God is with you, you make it. Success don't care whether you are a Christian, Muslim, or idol worshiper. When you are serious, you will make it. The truth is that many people, including the believers, are not serious. That's the truth. Think about what I just said. Many people are not serious. If a young man is walking in a relationship with a young lady for 8 years and still have not talked marriage, that is not seriousness. Sure, that will be our pen and marino. 8 years, you are wasting the life of the young lady. This is why they get broken hearted and suddenly omo person omo di anto enya ma bodia, because one wa wasi would tie. People don't have the discipline to commit, they are not serious. I'm telling you. What you tell na homo mu mu kwasi ya. Onu edi ani mani pedi kasa ni e kasa chire wa winti intra. Let's say that I'm a very beautiful. Let me put on a wig right now and put up a makeup. As a woman, more tight jeans in the other. Mami shape, you be one who send me with shape. Be one who send me to be improve and prove out. I'm serious. Who be one who send me with shape? He is hot and sexy. Me and Gina, I'm here hot. And you're only anointed. I'm also hot. I don't remember. Hallelujah. You are in a relationship with somebody for 5 years. The person has not yet met your parents. That's a waste of time. Take it from me. I've been married for 24 years. I can tell you something that works. We'll be our pair, so pursue our whatever. Within 12 years, they must make a step of commitment. 12 months. Did I say 12 years? 12 months. 1 year, they have to make a move for commitment. At least spoken to your father or your uncles. Spoken to your mother or your aunties. Spoken to your pastor at least. They will bring that relationship in the confines of security. Just in case one person who book was here, those relationships are going to safeguard the relationship. To me, when your belongings and your things are already in a man's house and they have not married you, I pity you, my darling. I am a man. I can tell you what goes on in the heads of a man that the woman never knows. Sisawoniema. I don't know why I'm going from the wonders of heaven to what I'm telling. Toilet your things. If they love you enough, they will look for you. If they love you enough, they will come after you. There are many people that are abusers, and the fruits of abusers is lack of seriousness. Number one, lack of seriousness. They are not serious. I love King David, and I'm beginning to understand why Papa God can say that David is a man after my own heart. Can you imagine? David is a husband snatcher. David is a killer. David is so many things that today, if I am preaching to King David, I would tell King David that God will judge you. But God says he is a man after my own heart. David snatched the wife of Uriah and the wife of Nabal. Two, not one. But the thing about King David is that even at that age, he knew how to pay bride price. The women that King David, you know, hung up with was not it was not promiscuous. Every one of them, bride price was paid. The Bible said, and he sent elders to the house of Abigail to ask her hand the day her husband died. The same day her husband died. Can you imagine your husband is dead and you are mourning the death and the memory of your husband and somebody is proposing to you? Even Mrs. Dinsey, who is gravitating towards almost 1 year, her husband's family will see it as abomination if somebody should be proposing to her right now and say, I want to marry you right now. Women, especially when it comes to widowhood rights. Oh, there are too many excesses and too many abuses, especially within the society in which I live. And we call it custom. Sit, please. All for who seek the land above, beneath, above the cloud, all thy protecting, our strength, our grace, our root, thy word, I said, Lord. Our strength, our grace, our rule, thy word, our end is the glory. Yeah. The king is coming again. In a twinkling of an eye, the Bible said, within just a twinkling of an eye, we will be gone. The rapture has taken place in a twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, get a scripture there for it. We'll be gone. Verse number 52, the Bible said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet will sound. The Bible said, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. They shall be raised incorruptible. And the Bible said, and we shall be changed. Can you put this in a different version? Let me follow you. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the sound, you know, at the sound of the last trumpet call, the Bible said, for a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believed in Christ will be raised imperishable. This is why I tell widows like Mrs. Lakote, Mrs. Dinsey, yeah. You will smile again. Oh, you will smile again. Sometimes when I tell widows this, people feel it's insensitive. You will laugh again. The sun will shine again. It's the truth. It's just a matter of time. But the Bible is saying that those who believed in Christ shall be raised imperishable. And we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed. Whoosh! Wondrously transformed. Another version, look at how the scripture puts a focus place. This version of the word of the Lord in In a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, the Bible said the last trumpet, for the last trumpet, at the last trumpet, for the last trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. In let me read the NLT version of the Bible. It will happen in a moment, in a blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. Rapture has taken place. The day I'm preaching, and suddenly the microphone drops and Govio is gone. You hear me? Weep for your life forever. Okay, sir. Okay, Chidi. Or maybe let me turn it around. I'm preaching and suddenly everybody vanishes. I'm saying, for a book of you, Drew. Rapture net to keep place, but I won't be. Hallelujah. Then I said that another way to get to heaven is to give your life to Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. The Bible said, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The third way I said, which all of us sitting here will be going to heaven, is by death. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death there is judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27. Then also in Daniel chapter 12, verse number 2, the Bible said, and many of them which are dead in the dust of the earth shall awake, some unto everlasting life and some unto everlasting or eternal damnation. And then I said also in 1 John chapter 5 verse number 12, he that hath the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son of God does not have life. The fifth wonder of heaven is the wonder of crowns and books and rewards. The crown of the wonder of crowns, Ahinche Abutiri. And I said there are five crowns in heaven. The number one crown was the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful unto death, I will give you the crown of life. James chapter 1 and verse number 12. The Bible talked about the crown of life. The Bible said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Shirani wo nipa wo tone bo ase e wo nso hwem wo nya firi mu firi a totro toa ya ubenya enkwa abutri ya ewrade erbebono. Second crown of life is the incorruptible crown. Number 2 is incorruptible crown. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 25. The Bible said, every man that striveth for masteries is not, for masteries is temporary in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we believers, Christians, and children of God, we compete. We are competing right now for an incorruptible crown. You know, the third crown of the third wonder, which brings us a crown, or the third crown, is the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7 to 8. The Bible said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. Not only me, but also all them that love the appearance of Jesus Christ. There is a crown of righteousness. The fourth crown is the crown of glory. This is the crown of the soul winners. I said, this is the crown of everybody who serves in church. This is the crown of the people who play instruments and sing in church. The production people, sound engineers, people who serve as cleaners and chapel keepers, the people who work at the traffic department. This is your crown. This is the preacher's crown. The prophets and people who prophesy, see in the realm of the spirit and determine the mind of God. This is your crown. This This is the crown of the people who work as missionaries and go to places where everybody else do not want to go. This is your crown. The crown of people like myself laboring for the Lord. This is our crown. The crown of the parishioner, the people who support the gospel with their substance and their money. This will be their crown. This will be the crown of the people who are quietly working for the Lord behind the scenes, but nobody knows what they do. This will be their crown. This will be the crown of the people who are insulted and persecuted for the sake of righteousness and for his name's sake and for the sake of the kingdom. This is their crown. He said that they will become. This is the crown of the people who die as martyrs and people who are killed for the sake of righteousness and for the sake of the gospel, who are murdered in cold blood like Millicent, that lady who died the next day after, you know, in Abeka Press be butchered to death, you know, like that lady at the Redeemed Christian Church of God carrying her megaphone and somebody butchered her from Boko Haram. Next day it was just a mutated and you know, displayed parts of her body on the streets, you know, of Lagos. Her crown will be the crown of glory. The people who died on the line of duty, like my father Francis Akwesiamuako, who died for the sake of the right thing, correction, bringing order to the body of Christ. This will be his crown. The people who are laboring for God. I'm telling you, if you feel like we are the most anointed, you have made a mistake. If you feel like we are the most faithful, you have made a mistake. There are people that nobody knows in the villages doing the work of God. This will be their crown. They don't know what a car is. They don't know what an air-conditioned church is. They don't know what nice ambience and all that is. Nobody have heard their name. They don't preach on television. They are not on radio. They are not online. Nobody knows their name. If you see them, you cannot recognize. This will be their crown. This will be their crown. There is a difference between rewards and crowns. As for the rewards, like John chapter 14, verse number 2. The Bible said, you know, before that, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. These are the rewards. These are the rewards. But I'm talking about crowns. If it were not so, I would not told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. There will be mansions in heaven. Oh, there will be mansions in heaven. A lady had a revelation, came to this place and told us that he had an out-of-body experience and went to heaven. And the Lord showed a mansion that was belonging to Kofi Udru. And I said to the lady, I said to her, maybe what I'm about to tell you may disappoint your excitement. There is a crown in my name, but if I am not careful, I will not inherit it. The Bible said, he that thinketh he standeth must be careful lest he falls. The young is said with Gina Hono. On shay ye now I hear say. Yeah. It is, never think that you have arrived. Apostle Paul said, one thing I do, I bring my body under subjection, that I press on toward the prize of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Press on. Never think that you are there already. The people who feel they have already arrived are like African politicians who feel that the next election is a done deal. You will have a shock of your life. A done deal. Diekwe. A done deal. Don't fool yourselves. The people who vote are not fools. They have eyes, they can discern. Hallelujah. It can never be a done deal. The decision is not yours. Yeah. One thing that I do, so there will be crowns, there will be rewards. But we need to strive. Strive! Jude put that striving in a nice way. Jude chapter 1 verse number 3. Jude is only one chapter. So verse 3. The Bible said, contend for the faith. When I give heed to write unto you, he said, of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to exhort you that you earnestly contend for the faith. Let me give you a very vivid illustration. Let's say that Jesus comes right now and say that the only way to heaven is this small door. We all have only 1 minute to enter. I don't have regard for my pastor. Let me tell you something. Feeling that, you know, Christianity can be on your terms. You can do everything that you want and still come and sit here. You know, you can live any loose life, frivolous life, and feel that it's normal to still remain your place or maintain your place and your crown and your rewards. And no! Jesus says it in a very nice way. You know, I like how Jesus puts it. Profoundly, the Lord Jesus said, He said, strive to enter into the narrow gate. For I say unto you, many will want to. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 24. Strive to enter. It's a serious job. It's a serious job. Be careful the way you lie, because liars will never make heaven. I am telling you, especially men. This morning I was saying on radio, we are not serious to the point that even in promiscuity we cannot be honest. But be loyal, be kanokre. We will dance so much, but we will test, be honest. Liars will never appear in that kingdom. Never, never. They will not be there. Everybody that makes a lie will have their place in the lake of fire, which is the second death. They will not appear. And so in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 1-4. The Bible said, the elders which are among you I exhort, who I am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker, the Bible said, of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for a futile cause, but with a ready mind, neither as being lords over, put this in GMT. In this version, he said, do not try to rule over those who are being put in your care, but be examples to the flock. I am not here as your commander boss. I am showing you how to serve the Lord Christ. Therefore, my family, my children, my wife, my life must be an example to you. Somebody say amen. Can you imagine if you came to this place? I am just making examples. I'm just making an example. For example, in a case that you entered into this place, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 wives and they have occupied the 5 seats. I'm asking you, how will you feel? You are in a church where you have 5 sophomores at the same time. I'm only asking your opinion. Because this generation is so dead in our conscience to the point that it will amaze you that somebody will get up right now in this place and say, I don't care. It's a careless generation. It's a careless generation. Serious, it's a careless generation. I am responding to the call of a woman that feels that she has committed a sin and it is languishing upon her head for 20 years. And the way the thing is coming to her is not a blessing. Therefore, strive, pray. We are all striving and contending at the faith, the common faith of salvation. Once saved is never forever saved. Every day we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Every day is a test. So that we will not lose our crown. Yeah. The Bible said that in the book of Revelation, so that we will not lose our crown. That somebody does not take away our crown. Yeah. Very interesting. So that you do not lose your crown. Very careful. So you don't lose your crown. Say a good amen. And then he went further in that verse. In verse number 3, he said, neither being lords over them, but be thou an example to the flock. In the 4th verse, the Bible said, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. And the catcher said, you might, who said that we are wasting our time? There is a crown for what we are doing. The church should be telling you that we are not just serving for nothing. There is a crown for what we do. The last crown is a crown of rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 19, the Bible said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are we not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye our glory and our joy. There are books in heaven. And I was speaking to my pastor, Reverend Wilberforce, and I was saying to them, with his theological experience, I want him to handle that subject of books in heaven. One of the rewards that we are going to receive in heaven is the giver's reward. The giver's reward. Oh, there is a reward like that. There is a reward like that. Givers never lack, but in heaven there shall be a reward. The people that give to the poor, to the vulnerable, to the destitute, to the underprivileged. Don't you even understand that serving your husband well, there is a reward for that. Not only on the earth, in heaven. Even me, a human being, when my father died, my father's family, my father died on Saturday, Sunday, my father's family sent a delegation to my mother to thank her for taking good care of my father. For over 60 years of marriage, they came to say thank you. This is not common. Ghana, ukunewu. Somebody's husband is dead. They are mourning. Why do you complicate it? Why do you complicate it? They tell you that you are the killer. What do you gain in killing your own husband? Hallelujah. This is why I keep telling you, forget about ghosts. Because if there is ghosts, they should be doing their job by now. I'm serious. If there is ghosts, past Captain Muhammad's ghost has been delaying. Watch it. Samai. Aye, boy, dia, womukokunu womenkrensu mistakenly by the Ghana Police Service. When they decorated the boy to go and bury him, mama de pray na se kanje nsa se obi ya ukun omekuno me chaki ye obi enye nguyu from the service. Forget me yan kanye be yikra yesie na ade achi ya no de sika na be wo obi minim 4 or 5 people has hey some have kurumwa na kwanya de be fast on him forget bonia what you sow you will reap. It's a principle of God. Galatians 7 and verse number 6. 6 and verse number 7 rather. Bring it up, let's work. 6 and verse number 7. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever means whatsoever. Sow discord. Others will bring you discord. Can perform some money, would the ever time will be a bigger time? It's coming, it's a principle. God is not mocked whatsoever a man soweth. The Bible said he will reap. Be careful your actions and your decisions and choices. Psalm 34 and verse number 21. Bonnie, you could bonnie for. Evil will slay the wicked. Boni beku bonifo. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, the wicked flees whilst nobody pursueth. Diboyeni hejane hebra obiyankaneso. The wicked flees whilst no one pursues. The wicked man runs. Put this in NLT. In NLT version, he said the wicked man run away when no one is chasing them. In the message version of it, look at this. He said the wicked are edgy with guilt, ready to run off even when no one's after them. In GNT, interestingly, he said, the wicked runs when no one is chasing them. Can you just imagine that somebody just get out of this room and start running to a Abeka market? And we ask him, Chianu, many Jesus are here. And he say, Wabu, we are saying, why, but we don't mean Jirini. I have 10 minutes. Let me give you the two wonders of heaven and let's close. The next wonder of heaven, which is number 6, is the wonder of casting out the children of the kingdom. I will explain it. The wonder of casting out the children of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 11 and 12. Matthew 8, 11 and 12. The Bible said, I say unto you that many shall come from the west and east and sit with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible said, interestingly, in the 12 verse, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out. Shocking that you came to church all night. You were here. Saviors, you were here. Revival, you were here. Run, you were here. Everything we do, including Forest and Bible, because here you are here. And then you will be thrown out. That means that they will enter and be cast out. They shall be cast out. Mrs. Ahmed, we should tell the church these. These are the words of Jesus, your master and your savior. He is not missing words. The children of the kingdom will be thrown out. Why? For hypocrisy, iniquity, wickedness, wicked imagination. Some of the things, they are not out yet. It's here. The seventh wonder of heaven is a wonder of eternal celebration. Revelation chapter number 21 makes it nice. Listen to it from verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first and first heaven and earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. There's a reason for that verse. I don't have the time. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. No, verse number 2. Focus. Let's work. The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The third verse, the Bible said, and I heard a great voice say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. I'm telling everybody who is going through a very painful experience in life, all tears shall be wiped away. There shall be no more death, neither shall there be sorrows nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. The verse number 5, let me read a little bit of this. The Bible said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto them, write these things. The Bible said, for these words are true and faithful. The words are true. They are. It's not a fallacy. It's not tautology. This is faithful and true. Next verse. He said, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. In the 7th verse, and he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. In the 8th verse, he said, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, and which is the second death. In the 9th verse, the Bible said, and there came unto me one of the 7 angels which had the 7 veils full of the 7 veils full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. In the 10th verse, and he carried me away in the spirit to a very high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending from out of heaven from God. And the 11th verse, and having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone made most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the Bible said, and it had the great wall high, and it had 12 gates and 12 angels, and their names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the Bible said, on the east gate, the north gate, the south and the west gates. The Bible continued to say in the 14th verse, he said, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them were the names of the 12 apostles of Christ. In the 15th verse, and he that talked with me had a golden reed or golden cane or measuring rope in his hand. And the Bible said, and the gaze thereof, and read to measure the city and the gaze thereof and the wall thereof. The 16th verse, the Bible said, and the city laid four square, and the length as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, the 12,000 furlongs. The Bible said the length, the breadth, the height of it are equal. In other words, the city is square. Yeah, in the 7th verse, he measured the wall. And go to verse number 18. These are the measurements, and the building of the wall, as if it was jasper. The city was pure gold. Pure gold. Konya CCA God has seen no more pony no more the Asra Sra. May the idea try you, dear. The city is pure gold. The streets are gold. Everything is gold. The Bible, they didn't make in the book of Revelation that the gold is like clear as a mirror. Which city in the world is gold? None. Not America, not Dubai, not Hong Kong, not Singapore, not Malaysia. No city in the whole world is gold. When we went to Abu Dhabi, the mosque in Abu Dhabi is the only mosque that have the interior of the mosque is pure gold. And people travel from all over the place just to come and see the mosque. When I look at the hypocrisy of our people, you travel to go and see mosque, and you come and criticize National Cathedral. You travel to go and see mosque with gold floorings. When we sit here, everything that tells me that we are in the last days is here. Kingdom of reason against kingdom. Wars and rumors of war. As I'm speaking to you, ECOWAS is on standby. You want to go and restore democracy in Niger? I have been asking myself a very good question, and the question is, how can a poor nation go to war? War is not for the poor. When we say somebody is going to war, they should not be broke. Because wars can linger on. It can take a long time. Ukraine's war is going to be 2 years. And they are still fighting. If you don't have money, you are defeated. Let's leave their case for them. Let me talk to you about 5 areas as a Christian you should be very serious about as you are sitting in this service. Number one, spiritually. You spiritually have to position yourself very well. As a child of God, you must build yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Jude 1 and verse 20. Look at how the Bible puts that revelation in the word of God. He said, dear beloved, building up yourself. That word building up yourself means charging yourself. Like you are charging your phone. If you don't speak in tongues, I should be concerned as a pastor. I should be laying my hands on you, asking the grace of God to come on you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Spiritually build yourself. Instead of wasting our lives with all kinds of things that lingers all around the world, let's build ourselves with the word of God. Feed yourself with the word of the Lord. Sometimes when we quote scriptures, we are quoting Matthew and the people are in Habakkuk. It tells you how confused some of the Christians are. Spiritually build yourself up. Tomorrow we are starting a 3-day fasting and prayer. Whether you are able to attend or not, at least fast and pray. It is part of your spiritual charging. Sometimes I see unbelievers threatening believers. And they are shaking. Unbelievable, my dear. Unbelievable. Show me only one person who had stroke in the Bible. The hand of the Lord was upon. God was using him mightily. And then suddenly stroke struck. There is none. Because when the hand of God is upon somebody, the glory keeps that person. Even younger and fresh. The anointing can even make, become anti-aging, anti-wrinkling, agent. The anointing can make your face fresh, your body fresh. Look at Pastor Eastwood, 63 years old, when he came into this building for Saviors 2023. Look at the intensity and passion by which he preaches. You ask yourself, this man preaches 4 times a day. Every day there's no rest. Where does that energy come from? Spiritually, he is anointed. The man is anointed. I mean, his people told me literally, when he is ministering and you cross him, so they told me nobody should cross him when he is ministering. When you cross him, you can feel directly an electric shock when you cross him. The man is anointed. Spiritually. You have been a Christian for 15 years. Where are your electric shocks? Gossips. Gossiping. Serving the Lord for 20 years, no splendor and glory. I must be concerned as your pastor. Spiritually. I tell the people, the reason why you are fighting among yourselves is because you are carnal. Spiritual people don't have time for you did this, you did that. Spiritual people don't have time. Because every day is laka, braka, do, raska, da. Sister, I see in the realm of the spirit all the time. They are charged. The reason why you can take note of Sister Nebu Menichi, because you are sinking deep in carnality. Spiritually, you must charge yourself. Number two, If you are sitting here, the lessons of this tonight's service, you need to be able to be very serious in those areas. It's physically. Take care of your physical body. This is why we have allowed Dr. Ibrahim on Sundays after the W3 service to help us. Mama Comfort, we are living in that particular place. Living in that place, there are many people who come to Alabaster. They have not even checked what their status in so many areas of your blood group, your blood type. They don't care. The Lord will do it. I have told you the Lord will not do what He is expecting you to do. Many people do not even know what your blood pressure is. When I say blood pressure, I don't mean you have blood pressure. You should be able to know your measurement. 70 by 120. You are in the normal range. So that when it is going beyond quickly, we can be able to get help. I know two preachers who fell dead in church. Preaching like I'm doing, brah. They thought it was anointing. By the time now, by Willie, I'm an Agbo. Agbo. Yeah. Afuame. They have been buried. They were preaching in church like this. One in South Africa. The Lord, I see that anointing. He got. That was the end. Because they don't know their status of anything. The wife of the preacher didn't even know her husband had blood pressure. Gone. Take care of your body. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. I beseech you therefore by the message of God, you know, that you present your body. Your body should not be, you know, like momo. It should be fresh, energized, you know. Not a frail something, no. Sometimes I'm looking at people, yeah, Gina, when we come to church, sometimes I do it intentionally. Let them stand for the circulation of blood. If you are Gina, 10 minutes, you need exercise. Don't mean you know 10 minutes, something is wrong. Your heart, you know, your cadrans, we need to be working on your heart. Heart is weak. Of your body, you have become a millionaire and you are not healthy. How do you enjoy your wealth? Take care of your body. Well, stomach is becoming big. Whether you're a man or a woman, you should be concerned. Stomach fat kills people. It develops into blood pressure, high cholesterol. It kills people. Take it from me. These are normal things we will not say in church. Well, through here, I say you should be concerned. Take care of your body. Eat well. Eat well. Junk food kills. It's not the devil. Junk food, carelessness. Carelessness kills. She said, young people in Ghana, how they drink and they can consume a whole pork. In one night at a pork joint. Young boy, ready away through here. The Apostle General came into this building and he asked a question. He was speaking to one person he was ministering to. And he said, I am 60. At the time, he was 60 years. He said, look at my stomach at 60 and look at yours. That's a big lesson. Minister any pakuna and kafira that day. Meta conchin muko si se yefno nebeira. Take care of your body. And when I take care of your body, if you are here and you don't exercise, I think that you should change your mind. Ubia on exercise, you need well on sleepy well. Their growth, they are aging too fast. You see them, they look very old. Older than their age. Recently, I saw a 90-year Hollywood star. And she looked only like 41. 90. When I don't know that me, who say, Emrewa, a choice, Emrewa, bo, opa, na, ba, abrewa. Opa, na, ba, abrewa. She, na, no, you know, recently, some of these tambourine people, Gidukwa, Chichirina, Sungwane, Muma, Gassi, Ayesa, abrewa, and I'm saying, listen, you feel you are holy, you are not holy. You are aging fast. What Daniel Brewa obi a bema on waro. What do you do? Do quatch children who yen ye cronkro on ye cronkro? Oo, Jimmy. Oo, Jimmy. Amwa polish a cry, couldn't why a day. Now, why would you? Ope brache. I don't know how many times I should teach 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I don't know how many times I should do it. Dukubowa Shurima. I have taught this over and over again, but the people are not getting it. Yifrim. The people he was talking to was in context. Don't get it out of context. A child of God should look good. What are you talking about? A child of God should look good. Polish up. Be good. Be nice. When we say you're a Christian, doesn't mean you should, you know, lose yourself. Stop misbehaving. Polish up. I'm telling you, the fact that I'm anointed doesn't mean I'm blind. If I'm looking for a wife, I am still looking for somebody presentable. Yeah, obi e wudi wachi e ti enimu. E mail e yi e muti so. For 3 months e muti so. When I'm wana wudi mu stop it. I'm talking to you, please. Chuma tuwa mu ye, chuwa ne mu ye, chutu mu chuwa ne mu ye. Tiasema amenoka. I'm your pastor. Meme wa chuma tuwa mu chuwa hemu, e chutu mu tsesiyo. Take good care of yourself. Use nice deodorants. Use nice perfumes. I mean, you must be receiving compliments from people. I like your perfume. You smell good. You should be receiving compliments. Because I mean, this guy, the perfume here were great. 10 cities here or 15 here or 20 here or tower to tower standard. Woman, say my joy. I tell Bernard and the rest of the people, shave your beard nicely, trim it. You know, if I was missing the prophecy. Please. Trim, nice trimming, sweet trimming. You are a cutting edge man. We are modern, we are current. The fact that you are a Christian doesn't make you make yourself sakatu, uduku be a boat, tiwonia baby. Wonya brewa! I'm telling you! Fix yourself. You are representing the king. Look at Otum 4:82 the second when he attended the burial of the queen. And no, when he attended the coronation of the king recently, when the Otumfo and Lady Julia appeared in Kente, custom made Ubi Enibi, Shami said, this is royalty. He stole the show. Kina ye korono tino krano, on yet as elegantly dressed like Otumfo. I'm saying, this is it. It may make or represent you two for me to me, Yammy was Sakatu and Fantum, maybe in Chummy Moo and Fachalibin. No, oh, bah, sorry, and Fachalima. Yeah, I told the people, I said to them, he said, oh, sleepers here by and found Freddy. I told them, Sister Eddie and found my head. You, yeah, I'm serious. Don't climb the altar. One who sent me my bed through altar, Yammy, she's sleepers. And I sleep on. A member sleep on. Why won't be that? Every day is a fuju. There's a reason for that. The altar is a sacred place. Don't bring stuff here. Says you won't do good, make look nice. Why you need a camera? You know, it's a strap on, strap on. Ladies, slip on if you are to move, say, we know. Adam. Mumu wa ni beti midi chale ako Jubilee House. Ibi suwa sem. E yibi on mamu ti miga dress code is formal. Upa fa jeans ko omu maurim. There are restaurants in London that I attended once. I was in jeans. Ready to pay whatever. They didn't say it's not about money. It's about class. Yeah. They told me that it's not about money. It's about class. People of class come here. Return and put on a suit and come. Oh, forget about it. Yeah, ask them. You live in London. There are many, many. One of the restaurants was a restaurant in a boat on the sea. At Battersea, Bond Street, you know, and places like that. It's not about, it's about class. We are saying, for class, a class that Christonia will represent again. What are you talking about? Uba polish when him. Utriwaye dry pinku sira so tiye meka no. We went to a meeting yesterday. I saw one of the gentlemen. The lights were very bright, and I could see, you know, he used natural cuters to polish his nails nicely. I said, this guy loves himself. You don't love yourself, who can love you? Who can love you? Love yourself. The fact that you are a Christian doesn't mean sakatu zuguma. Junkism. Don't be a villager. The fact that I'm a prophet doesn't mean I can't be stylish. What did you make now? Need to be stylish. You must be current, a cutting edge prophet. You know, people can relate to you on that level. Yeah. You know me, no, no, I'm doing say no, anointing. Oh boy, you're too. Sorry, me uncle. Sorry, me uncle. Chumotum, if you were hot, you're too good. I'm serious in telling you something. Because baby, we are saying, "Connie, funny man, niagro." And so, for you to be chosen and a candidate, you need to put yourself very well. And apart from even you getting married and all that, you know, you must dress to feel good. One casa feel good. You are going to work. You're wearing something nice. You know, it's not revealing. It's not seductive. But it is professional, it's nice, it's beautiful. To the glory of God. To the glory of God. There's something about nice dresses. When you wear it, it brings confidence. Put it on and feel good. Feel good. In Tadi and Biokanta, Ubenya, 3 for 10. Toso. Yinilo, National High. Oh, bad polish it. But she saw now they start a goose who builds it. Gina, 10 cities divided by 3. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. Standing here only because, oh, you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. Put a song there, boy. Lord, you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. Oh, we stand only because. Let me hear you sing this. And we stand in here only because. Sing it one more time. Oh, and we stand in here. Oh, and we stand in here only because. Yeah, we stand in here. Oh, and we stand in here. God, we stand in here. Sing it for the last time. Oh, and we stand in here. You, Lord, you. You made a way, you. You made a way, you. You moved mountains. You caused walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. That's right. Only because you. And we stand in here only because you made. And we stand in here only because you made. Our two hands are lifted, and I want you to commit your life and ask God, strengthen me to serve you well. Make me an ambassador. Make me your representative. Use me for your glory. I can win souls for the kingdom because that is my responsibility. Anoint me and strengthen me. Instead of discouragement, Father, fill me with strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice. Can I hear you? Strengthen me. Fresh oil. Fresh courage. Fresh anointing. Oh, fresh. Oh, fresh. Oh, fresh. I want you to commit your enterprise, what you do for a living, your profession, your career. I want you to bring it before God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the grace and the hand of the Lord will be your portion, my dear. Lift up prayer. I want you to pray for your children, your spouse, your fiancé, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost! Oh. Hallelujah. Before we go home, pick up a seed of honor. I prophesy over your sacrifice in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the Lord honor you, favor you, bless you, elevate you, smile on you, and grant you the grace of many wondrous things to come in a precious, precious name of Jesus the Christ. We give you thanks for your provision. We thank you for your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Come and engage the altar. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. Lord, there is nothing that's impossible. Standing here, tabada da 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 da, tobana de da 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 da. Begin the song for us. Tabado de da da de da do da da ba da 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 da. Terebado da 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 da. Tabado zada da da de, kanabado da de da da, da 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 da. All right, Put it on the screen for us. Tomorrow we are starting Forest and Bible Kashia. Our 3-day fast and our prayer is beginning tomorrow. At the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp is going to be an awesome time. Myself, my very long time friend and brother, Reverend Felix Anofusubuahe. And then we are also, Sofo Danzo have returned back home. He was here last Sunday with his family. The moment he arrived from the airport, they came straight to my house. So it's going to be awesome. Myself and my day is going to be great. We are fasting. We are praying. We'll finish on Friday morning. Don't miss it for anything in the world. Say a good amen. The Lord bless you. From all of us here in Kwabena Mbonsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, maybe you don't know the Lord Christ. You have not made him your Savior. Even when you are in this building, you want to put your right hand on your heart and say, "Dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Make me born again. Make me yours." Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer in Jesus' name, that your grace abound. Now I commit your people to you. They will never lack or never be disappointed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, I will catch you tomorrow in our morning programs here on OKFM. Dangwansam on United Television. Morning Fire will be coming up. With all the, don't miss any of that. In Jesus' precious name. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. Tell them the truth. Remember why you not tell them? It's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them. It's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls. You come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that. We see the mutar. We are not tambabo. We shall it, papa. We are not pino. We shall it, papa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.